Good morning. It is good to connect with you today on this Wednesday morning as we take a moment to pause and to reflect and connect with our God and our faith today. Today we'll follow a pattern of devotion and prayer that we have followed here in the middle of the week, where we will open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that scripture, and then we'll close in prayer. Our opening prayer today comes from the Book of Common Prayer, so I invite you to pray with me. We beseech thee, Almighty God, to purify our consciences by thy daily visitation, that when thy Son, our Lord, cometh, he may find us in a mansion prepared for himself, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture today is from the book of 2 Samuel in the Old Testament, where we hear of the story of David. And today we come to chapter 7 in verses 1 through 11 and verse 16. So I invite you to hear these words from the Old Testament out of the book of 2 Samuel. Now when the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go and do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night the word of the Lord came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent and a tabernacle. Wherever I have moved about among all the people of Israel, did I ever speak a word with any of the tribal leaders of Israel whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep to be prince over my people Israel, and I have been with you wherever you went, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and I will make you a great name, like the name of the great ones of the earth. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, so that they may live in their own place, and be disturbed no more, and evildoers shall afflict them no more as formerly. From the time that I appointed judges over my people Israel, and I will give you rest from all your enemies. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. These words that come out of 2 Samuel, you have the prophet Nathan talking with David, speaking these words that have come to him in the night. And in this message, we have David being instructed to build a temple. That's what that house of cedar is. It's a place for worship. It's a place where the Ark of the Covenant, where worship and connection with God would be, you know, fixed in one place. Because before all this, the people had been moving about the tabernacle, which was a place of worship, where the Ark of the Covenant was, where they connected with God and sacrifices. That was a tent, a very large, elaborate tent. A tent almost diminishes what it was. But it was a movable structure that moved about throughout Israel, among the different tribes. And then you have this prophecy come to Nathan that shared with David, that David should build a house of cedar, that David should build a place that would be permanent, that would be a place where the people could come, they could worship, and not have to move the tabernacle about. And this imagery, though, of building, this idea of building, I believe is a powerful one for us in the season of Advent, the season of preparation, because I see our preparation for the coming Christ, for the coming Christ child, to be one where we are building ourselves up. We're building up our faith. And in our preparation, we are build up our faith, and we are ready for that hope, for that promise, for that peace that comes from Christ. I believe preparation is an important part of building, but building, I believe the idea of building is one that can carry us forward. It kind of gives us maybe more of a direction with our preparation work. Because preparing, I mean, I don't know about you, I can prepare for a lot of things, but when you start actively engaging, start, digging in to what you're preparing for, or actually engaging in the activity in which you have prepared, it can become far more, engaging, far more alive in whatever you're working with. It can become far more real. And I believe building can have this idea of building can play a part in our faith. It can help us make that faith, that hope, that life we have in Christ more real. So today this fourth week of Advent, as we prepare for the fourth Sunday coming up, and we're coming near the end of the Advent season, I leave you with a question to reflect on. What are you building? What are you building in your faith? What are you building in your life? How is it grounded in the hope that comes from Christ? And I invite you to reflect on that question these last days of Advent, the last part of this season. So that hope, that life that comes from Christ can become real, can be something that we can grasp, something that is lived out in our lives. Not only for this time of year, but for our whole lives. Amen. Well, at this moment, I invite us to take a pause to pray. I invite us to follow a pattern prayer that we followed here and in worship on Sundays, where we take a time for silent prayer, and then I will pray, and then we'll close in the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious and loving God, we come to you on this day, taking a pause from our week, from our activities, from our work, from all that is going on in our lives. We take this moment to pause and to be reminded of the connection that we have with you, and the hope that is everlasting that comes from you. As we're reminded in Scripture, you've called your people and your past in the past to build up their lives, to build up their future. And Lord, as we've heard the words in the Old Testament of when David was instructed to build a temple, Lord, invite us and call on us to build up ourselves, to build up our faith, so that we may fully experience your hope, the hope that comes from your Son, Jesus Christ, a hope that is everlasting, a hope that prevails against the death and despair that we see in our world. Your hope is everlasting through the resurrection of Christ and through the promise you have shared through Christ, a promise we prepare ourselves for. We build up ourselves into living out in our lives, now and for always. We take a pause today, Lord, to lift up all those who are in need of your love and your care, for all those who are struggling with health, with work, with school or relationships. Lord, we lift them up to you and ask that you surround them with your grace and your love and your presence in whatever way it is needed. And however we can extend our hands or our feet or our voice and your love, Lord, call on us and move us to do so. We also take this moment, Lord, giving thanks for all the blessings and the joys that we find in life, the blessings that are there each and every day and the joys that are there. Even though joy may seem fleeting, it is still there. And that joy matters. That joy is everlasting because of the love and connection that comes to us through you, through your Son, and through your Spirit. Lord, we pray all these things today in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth back into your day, back into your week, knowing that our God calls us to build up our lives, to build up our faith, so we may experience that grace and that love that is everlasting from our God for our whole lives, for the everlasting life, and for all that we encounter and experience. And so we may share that same everlasting hope with all whom we encounter in our lives. Go in hope and go in peace. Amen.